the legendary Roots Crew, everybody. Yay! Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. In the last 5 days, I've been called a sexist and a homophobic man. Thank you for supporting the cause. We are the 1%. Yes, we can. I wasn't going to talk about it, so I decided to open with it. Okay, so this is what happened. I write a column for Brightest Young Things, and they let me write whatever I want, and that bit me in the ass today. Because what I wrote, I stand by, and I shouldn't. I wrote about Mr. Jimmy Fallon. Who in here is a fan of Mr. Jimmy Fallon? Yay! All right, exactly. Okay, so Jimmy Fallon is a very talented man. He wears tight suits, and he dances around. He's like a song and dance man from the early 1900s. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not my cup of tea, you know? My cup of tea is the guys that are a little bit more, I don't know, prickly, angry. The guys that, like, take a stand and, you know, stand by, because that's the definition of a stand. I like guys like Conan, because he's got Triumph, the insult comic dog, and I like that because he gets to skewer everybody. Not equally, but skewer everyone nonetheless. I like guys like Letterman, because he'll bring people on his show and tear them apart to his face and stand by that, and to me that's extremely inspiring. So I said Mr. Jimmy Fallon should have stood by the legendary Roots Crew when they had Miss Michelle, presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann on the show. They opened with the song Lion Ass Bitch by Fishbone, which a lot of people said wasn't appropriate, and I get why, because they like her, right? Is that it? No? Because it's a bitch thing? I didn't get that. That didn't click in my head that, oh, it's a sexist thing. To me, it was just like, oh, that's a political thing. So I said that, like, he shouldn't have backed down. Because, you know, you should, like, be a performer and, like, say things about the current day, you know, like how everyone we've ever remembered that's funny did that. That's what he should have done. Then I realized, like, there's other things that Mr. Jimmy Fallon does that I don't approve of. Keep in mind, I'm talking to you at the Wonderland Ballroom, and he gets to talk to millions in a soundstage, so it's a little bit different. But one of the things I don't approve of is, like, he's a spokesman for a bank. Like, that's his job. It's his job to shill for a bank. I didn't say this was going to be funny. So he gets to, like, go on stage and tell jokes about the man, because that's what a comic is supposed to do, but then he's shilling for a bank. So, like, the two to me don't make sense, and, like, no one is talking about that. I mean, the drummer of the legendary Roots group, Questlove, like, he is a big Occupy supporter. He's the one that said, like, hey, man, cops are coming. I live right by the bridge. I can see all of the cops coming to bust Occupy. And his boss works for a bank. And no one cares. Now, I'm not saying you should care, but I'm saying, like, maybe that's a thing. Maybe comedians, maybe late-night talk show hosts should kind of stick by the people that, like, they're supposed to be entertaining. For example, we're in the Wonderland Ballroom. If all of a sudden I started ripping on hipster bars and, like, alcoholism, you guys would hate me and you'd have good reason. No, I support alcoholism. I support dive bars. Fuck you, Demon. And I support all the things that you guys represent because you're here to see me, and that makes me happy. Now, I'm not a song and dance man. I never said I had talent like that. I could do a good version of Mammy. Ooh, we're getting racist, too. Did we get all three? We got sexist, homophobic, and racist in one show. Yes, we can, everybody. But here's the point. I'm extremely, extremely happy that you guys are here, and it means the world to me. And if I ever do get my own show and someone asks me to be a spokesman, I promise you I won't be a spokesman for a bank unless they pay me a lot of money, because I will fucking sell you out in a second. We are the 1%. Yes, we can. We have an amazing show tonight. Thank you so much for coming. We have Denman, who is a very interesting fellow. You can tell he's interesting just by the hat he chose to wear. You know you're like a 30-something-year-old man, right? And you wore that hat. Great. It's going to be a fantastic show. We have Atif Meyer. He's a very funny man. And we have music from Bird Lips. Nathan and Ian, take it away, gentlemen. Welcome to minute 48 of every Nirvana show ever. Yesterday was my birthday, and thank you so much. My delightful fiance brought meatloaf cupcakes for me, and that's not a joke. It was also World AIDS Day, and I think it's a very important cause. And Peter, who's a producer of the show, wanted to talk about World AIDS Day. This isn't a joke. It's a very important cause, and we should definitely be talking about it. So, Peter, What did you want to talk about when it comes to World AIDS Day?
Hi, everyone. Just go sit down. I'm not a guest. I'm Peter. I'm one of the producers of the show. I am one of. You notice I said one of. So, World AIDS Day is a big deal for me, particularly.
Okay.
Because
did,
you know,
did you have, like, a family member touched by this or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there's something really special that I had that I sort of had planned for it. As you know, I'm independently wealthy.
Yes, you're independently wealthy by birth.
That's correct. By birth.
By birth, you're independently wealthy by birth. That's very good. It's
right. It means that I'm naturally resistant to most diseases.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's genetic.
Wait. Let's clear this up for everyone at home. I didn't know. See, I'm not in. I wasn't born independent.
Do you not listen to Radiolab? Is that?
I do. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Anyways, independently wealthy by birth.
The thing is, I was listening to Radiolab the other day.
Because you're independently wealthy by birth.
That's just what I do.
Okay.
Like all day. So I found out that where they pinpointed where AIDS comes from.
It's really?
True. Yeah. On Radiolab the other day, they figured it out that there was a small southern Cameroon jungle where it was transferred. It was originally like a monkey disease, and it was transferred to a hunter who was butchering a chimpanzee.
Really?
To eat.
Oh, I know.
And he cut himself, and there was blood transfusion. Like,
okay.
That was like where they figured it was, like, the early 1900s.
They wow. Like, yeah, it's been around that long.
So my plan is for World AIDS Day.
In honor of
World AIDS Day, with my great wealth, I'm going to fly to southern Cameroon.
Okay.
And fuck the shit out of one of those monkeys.
Why? Why would you do that? I don't have no idea. I understand this World AIDS Day and that's where AIDS started, but right. Why would you?
Well, because it's more authentic that way.
What do you think World AIDS Day is?
It's like Record Store Day, right?
No.
You're trying to get like the it's like to get the cool shit. You know?
No, it's like the opposite.
You get like the unique.
Peter, it's the opposite of Record Store Day. No, in Record Store Day, you get, like, limited releases,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, that's the point. This is, like,
and
a
you support
limited release.
No.
It's like a limited
edition. No, that's AIDS.
It's, like, the most
No, Peter, you
form.
Don't. You're not supposed to collect AIDS-like records.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for years. This is, like, it's How? Just what I...
Wait, you've been doing this... What else have you collected?
Oh, Jesus, I've had... Oh, my God. Let's see, in the 90s, I had cholera.
How did you get cholera in the 90s?
Well, I mean, I was in college. And,
okay.
You know, I was really into magical realism.
What?
So, you know, down in Guatemala for a while for the Peace Corps. And, you know, it's the kind of thing. It's like you pick it up, but then, you know, it just got a little played out. And
you're alive? You're fine?
What?
You're, like, fine. You're not,
yeah,
like...
No, well, I got a little cholera, but other than that...
So you have cholera. You want to get the original strain. Wait, how'd you get polio?
Oh, man, that was fucking hard. But then I saw... Then there was, like, an episode. I was actually, like... It was actually crocodile polio.
How did
like,
you...
It was, like, really, really rare. But then there was an episode of House with it on, and I just couldn't do it after that. I was just...
You just gave up polio because of an episode of House?
Yeah. You know, House is like the pitchfork of diseases. You know what I mean? It's like once it's up, forget it. You know, no one's
You want it like when it's still done. Underground,
yeah,
kind of.
Fresh. That's what it's all about.
Really? So you're... Okay.
Right.
Any other diseases
I'm kind of like a disease foodie. I mean, that's really the...
I don't... Wait. No. That's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah.
Right, well, if you've taught me one thing, it's that I'm...
Oh, because you know, like it's like why would you go to Starbucks and get like a pre-made, get like one of those like shitty swill coffees when you can get like a individually brewed cup, right? From
nope.
like an artisanal.
I don't think you understand.
The same way, why would you have like a brain tumor when you could have Pago Pago?
What's Pago Pago?
It's a South Seas disease that. It's like an infestation of the brain by a giant worm that makes your head swell up.
You and, want that?
Well, you can only get it by eating the brain of someone else who has Pago Pago.
That's not a good thing.
It's the only way to get it.
Have you eaten brains?
Yeah, actually.
All right, that's a good way to
These
end it.
These lips have touched... I'm damned, you guys. My soul is damned.
So the moral of the story is never become independently wealthy by birth.
Correct.
All right, good. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter Heineman, everybody.
Everybody liked that one.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Coming to the stage, he definitely understands coffee that is swill. Oh, I did some research. Please. I learned how to use Google. You know you're going to be on a mic in like a second. No, you're not. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Denman, everybody!
That was none of the shit I was promised.
Hey, guys, what happened to this band? What happened?
The fuck was that?
What are we doing tonight?
Have you... You played a guitar before, right?
What's a guitar?
I don't know.
You know, they're not... never mind.
Yeah?
Denman,
thanks... Switch places?
Denman, thanks for doing the show.
No problem, buddy.
Why are you holding the mic like you're in Faith No More?
Because I am in Faith No More. It was the album Between Singers. That was me.
That was you.
Because I'm in my 30s.
Talking to the microphone.
I'm going to talk into the mic.
There you go.
Do you like that?
You look great for being in your 30s. How'd you
I know.
How did you manage that?
I'm sober, motherfucker.
Why?
Because I watch you guys, and that makes me not want to do anything.
We have fun. Aren't you like a vegan, too?
I'm a vegan.
You want some meat cupcakes?
I will fuck you in the meat cupcakes. You like that?
No, I'm good.
All right, well, you'll like it later.
That's rape.
It's not when you cry.
That's like... There we go! Now the band's back on. All right, Denman. You're a DJ?
Yes.
Why did you decide to become a DJ?
I just hung out with DJs for such a long time, I decided, why not get some Technics?
Do you have fun doing it? Because you don't drink. I mean, I thought that's the whole point of being a DJ.
Oh, I love music and I hate people, so I just get up there and...
Why do you hate people? Is it just by the way you dress and act that we're supposed to assume you hate people?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have watched ABC After School Specials, right? It's just like that.
You kind of do look like the villain in one of those.
1985. I'm going to smoke weed in the school gym.
Do you want to talk about all of your tattoos?
I only have a couple.
All right, let's talk about all of them.
All right, what do you want to know?
This one, the one on your right shoulder. You have.
Describe to the listening but not viewing audience what that might
be. You have an upside down cross.
Uh-huh.
Or the right side, depending on how you look at it.
Oh.
Which is whatever. And then you have barbed wire roses. Or just roses.
Or just roses.
Like thorny-ish
it's
roses.
Not
meaning
a WWF
what?
Event.
Don't you ever knock the WWF. What do you think about the WWF? What do you think about CM Punk? He's got a clean living lifestyle. And
right?
He was the champion.
I want to be just like that guy. I've been working out a lot.
No, he's great. You really... do look like you work out a lot.
I do.
You also look like Skrillex. Do you want to talk
Dude,
about
that? Dude, I pump
that?
A lot of children. Sonny Moore is a very nice gentleman. End of story.
You have stories about him?
I have stories about people.
Let's talk about one of those people. Skrillex.
Okay.
What's your story with him?
One time I met him and he smiled. The end. Do you like that one?
You're a real good talk show host, guest
guy. I am.
Guy,
host thing. Guest. Yes.
Oh, man. You want to take control over this, don't you?
I don't really care.
All right. Fair enough. Why did you say yes to doing this, by the way?
I'm having fun.
Are you?
Hey, people respond to what I say. Who's having fun?
Are you having fun because I called him Skrillex, or are you having fun because of his winning personality?
I don't care either way.
I've heard more Skrillex than anything else. Anyways.
So he got 5 Grammy nominations.
Yeah, that's great. Sure.
The end.
Who cares? It's Skrillex. Do you think any of you are going to know who he is in 3 years?
Wait,
no.
Wait. Here's that one song that he got 5 Grammys for. Loop that.
That was pretty good, buddy. Thank you. You have an interesting life. You're a DJ.
Yes.
You kind of run a blog sometimes when you want.
I write for a lot of other people now, and then I forget, like, the beaten stepchild that I can beat my stepchild, and so I don't.
Okay. And you're a competitive barista.
I'm not a competitive barista, but I am a barista.
Where do you work?
I work at Chinatown Coffee Company, which is one of the best motherfucking cafes in D.C., and I clap, bitches.
Like you mean it. Yeah, good. Slow it down some. Jerk it off a little. And then I also...
You're so angry.
No,
you should have
fun.
A drink and relax.
I'm going to have sex with a child later, and it's going to be really relaxing.
I want you on after every time I publish a BYT column, because you're the best.
Done deal.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I also work at U Street Music Hall, who I'm sure appreciates the shout-out after the child sex joke.
That's not the murder club. That's the other one. That's DC 9.
Yeah, that place is down the street.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a child molesting club and now a murder club.
Yes.
Good. So that's a hot area in D.C. for all the kids.
It's a lot
between 11th and 9th on U. Real dangerous area.
Yeah, there's a lot of sketchy condos over there.
That's good. Where do you live?
I live in that neighborhood. There I live on 12th and Rhode Island.
Do you have a condo?
No. I live in a large house with many other rent-paying people.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
I'm poor.
Why are you poor?
I was.
But you're a barista and a DJ. How could you possibly be poor?
Hey, I also write for a bunch of blogs for free.
Oh, good.
And I'm in a band that doesn't make any money.
What's your
band?
And
I co-run a DIY record label that is, you know, trying to pay its bills.
Cricket Cemetery.
It's not the band, it's the label.
Yeah, I know. That's why you said label last.
Yep.
What's the name of the
LTW.
Band?
LTW.
When was the last time you weren't proud of yourself?
77.
You were born in 78, correct?
Yep.
Fantastic. You're friends with Sean Gray, and I totally understand why.
Because we make sensual love.
No, you're just angry for no reason. People love you, and you'd like to shit on them.
Well, they enjoy it.
I don't know why. Why do you people like
him? Because they have a vibrator in their ass.
Once again, you're... See? By the end of this short interview, you'll have no one left. It's hilarious.
You want to put a bet on that?
No.
Come on, I'm
You
bored.
Think everything you say is clever, don't you? You
no,
like
I really
raise
don't.
Your eyebrows,
really
like, ooh, I'm gonna kill with this, and then you get nothing. I'll attack again, nothing. I'll attack again, nothing. I was doing that the last show. Don't worry about it, buddy.
You do that every show, I thought.
No, I'm trying not to be that guy.
I thought that's what you got paid to do.
No, not really.
Bomb.
He doesn't get paid.
I don't get paid, buddy. They don't like you. All right. But I like you. Let's talk about your night with Sean Gray. You're like an actual DJ.
Yes.
And Sean isn't. Sean's like a really good curator. Like, he's got great taste in music, but he's the guy that presses play.
Yeah, but in that genre, which
yes.
is cold wave minimal synth, pressing play is kind of what it asks for. It doesn't really want you to get deep in the mix.
What do you prefer doing, stuff like that or stuff at U-Haul?
Well, it's interesting because I prefer doing the cold wave stuff when we get to go up to New York and play because it's like the same type of crowd that I'll come across playing at U-Haul.
Really?
They're way into it. It's big energy. And we're playing, like, songs about how the world is loveless, desolate place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Why do you think it's not bigger in D.C.?
You just said D.C.
Do you not like D.C.?
I go back and forth. Look, there have been a lot of people that have done a lot of great stuff and given me a lot of great opportunities in D.C., and I appreciate that. I like the stuff I like.
Okay.
And sometimes it's hard to propagate that here.
Okay, fair enough. Why are you a barista? Is it just a job or do you actually like it? You seem to like it.
Yeah, it's something that I was out of for a couple years, and then I came back into it at a much higher caliber establishment, and just something about the culture. I will say, as far as DC goes, the barista community is actually a really tight, really caring community.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
We make coffee together.
In separate shops.
In separate shops.
So it's not really together.
Well, we all have Twitter.
You have Twitter. You tweet, I'm making this thing, and then every 5 minutes,
Instagram,
you just update.
Instagram.
That sounds incredibly boring.
We're loveless people.
Why loveless? Are you in a relationship?
No.
When is the last time you were in a relationship?
Right. Well, it depends on what you define as relationship.
Someone that you see and you like talking to and you occasionally get to touch consensually.
Oh. Okay, well then... Then kind of never not.
That's great.
It is great.
You seem like a charming, angry man.
I'm just full of energy, really. It's
are
not
you, maybe, once whatever. Again, less coffee, more booze. Let's even this thing out. Why are you against booze?
Why not?
It's pointless to be against it. That's why.
Okay.
I feel like I'm talking to a teen right now. Do you get that a lot?
No, actually. I mean, is it the whole you're wearing a suit thing? Is that the dichotomy here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am an assistant principal. I came into the bar tonight, and somebody goes, oh, man, you look great in the suit. And someone goes, you look like you have Dan Quayle hair. And I do.
It's true. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Let's switch hairstyles. Thanks, buddy. See, I don't like the... you don't bend your brims. Why don't you bend your brims?
I don't like baseball.
Why don't you like baseball? You look like a guy that would love baseball.
I know, right?
A day at the park.
You know, I used to knock home runs out of the park for a long time, and then it just got so passé for me.
You didn't play a lot of sports as a kid, did you?
I was the winner of the sport.
Has anyone learned anything tonight? Because I haven't. I'm enjoying myself immensely, though.
Yeah,
yeah, it
too.
Is. I feel like you and I would get along famously, both on stage and off, and I'm not joking.
I didn't don't joke.
Did you see the monologue? I did not joke.
No.
Well, you're an awful guest.
Good.
Making everything more difficult for me, and I appreciate that.
Why don't you try harder?
You've given nothing and shit on people that like you.
I shit with people that like me.
How are they supposed to shit with all those vibrators up their asses?
Really? Have you seen...
I got you!
No, I just couldn't think of the word prolapse fast enough. Have you seen prolapse porn? You got more jokes coming?
You want to hang out sometime?
Yes.
Where do you like to eat in around town?
Vegan places.
Oh, God.
There's like two, maybe.
Are they any good?
Kinda.
All right.
Let's go to Red Bamboo in New York.
Where's that?
In New York.
Oh. I thought you meant on New York Avenue.
No, it's the other New York.
I get
that. The one that's farther to walk to.
Yeah. Would you move there?
Yes.
Are you going to?
Someday.
When?
When I'm 45.
All right. That's a great answer. So you got 11 more years in D.C.
You know, work things out. Get up to where I'm actually integrating in the world like a 22-year-old.
I don't know who you're insulting right now.
Everyone.
That's a shame, because you're such a nice man.
I work hard at it.
I'm going to give you your hat back and end this interview with a question from the
you
book.
You said you guys were talking about getting AIDS, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to share my AIDS with you.
Oh, that's how you... Yeah. Wow, everything you said bombed. It's awesome.
It's fine, I don't care.
No, it's not going well. I need you to pick a number between 80 and...
30.
80 and 148. You get 148.
30.
Wow. What do your report cards say?
Like go home.
Wow. I want to like hug you or something, but you'll make an age joke about it or something.
Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
This is a really long question. Okay. If you left someone you had been seeing for several... Don't do that when your dick is limp. It means nothing.
It always means nothing.
Your pants are super tight, and I can't feel your dick.
It's tucked.
Why are you tucking your own dick?
I think you just answered your own question.
Nope. This would have been better if it was a silent film. All right.
It would have been a lot better as a silent film.
If you left someone you had been seeing for several years, would you feel a responsibility to help your former lover get over you? If you would, and if you soon became involved with someone new, do you think you would still devote time and energy to helping your ex-partner? If the shoe were on the other foot, how much help would you expect from your former lover?
Why is this happening?
All right, Damon, everybody, where can people find you? Fuck it. There we go. No plugs!
Wondering who designed the artwork for this podcast? Gig Posters by Rich created the neat art for this show and a bunch of our past live shows. You can view all artwork online at gigpostersbyrich.com. Thanks for listening, and now back to the show.
Coming to the stage, please put your hands together, everybody, for Atif Myers. Atif!
I didn't even want to stop that. That was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah!
I'm Atif, and I'm the guy who has to follow that really awkward interview, so this is going to go swimmingly. I'm Atif. I graduated college back in May. Give it up, you hipsters. You don't give a fuck. College is for the man. I know that. I'm a fucking fraud for going to college. It's all good. But, like, I realize that I'm fucked because I owe so much money in student loans. Like, I'm so fucked. I know I'm fucked because Barack Obama owed money for student loans when he's running for office. And like, I'm not him. Like, I know, like, I know we're both mixed black people with shitty terrorist names. But I'm totally not him. And like, how weird would it be if he just never paid back those loans? And he gets a call one day at the White House, like, hello? Obama, no, he doesn't live here. No, I know this is the White House. I know, he doesn't live here, Hangs up, high fives Biden. Then the red nuclear bomb phone rings. And he's like, oh fuck, we at war? Hello? Sally Mae, what the fuck? And like, how shitty would it be if he got evicted from the White House? And that's how you know he's the first black president, is if he gets evicted from the White House. And he just shows back up one day like, fuck, we just moving shit, it's all good. We just moving shit around. But I had a shitty major in college. I majored in history, which is fucking really, thank you, shout out to history. Is that what we're doing right now? Christopher Columbus sailed across the blue in 1492, nigga. Like, no. It's pointless. It's a shitty major. I can admit that. Like, it's so bad that I'm thinking about taking online classes. And have you guys seen the internet? Here's a little focus to have when I'm online is I'll get on Facebook, and then I'll try to go to another website, and then I'll accidentally type in Facebook and never notice. I'm just like, where the fuck's my notifications? What the fuck? No one loves me. Like, here's what online classes are like. Online classes is like studying in a big room where people are fucking, people are getting beheaded, there's kittens. And then you go all the way to the back and there's a book. And then you open the book and it's like, sorry, it's a free preview. And then you go back to the people fucking. There's people around you jerking off. There's a Nigerian who's like, yo, if you give me $30, I'll give you $1 million. And you're like, how does that math work? And then a pop-up comes up like, yo, you want to fuck hot chicks in Beltsville, Maryland? And it's like, that's a lie. There is no hot chicks in Beltsville, Maryland. It's like the most unsexy name. So, you guys are white. You like the Renaissance Fair, white people? You know what? To be fair, this is a podcast, and you guys can be whatever I say you are, and no one's going to question me on it. You guys like that, little chips? No, that was shitty. Please fucking delete that. But yeah, I was at the Renaissance Fair with my friend, and I was like, oh shit, macaroni and cheese on a stick. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. And he's like, that's not accurate. They didn't have that back then. I was like, you know what else they didn't have back then? Fairs about the past. Like, it's not like you can go back 400 years and someone's like, welcome to Roman times. Anybody want a Christ on a stick? Is it too soon? He died like 2,000 years ago. Fuck him. I'm a bit of a nerd. Like, I love playing video games. Anybody else who play video games? Like, video games are great now because now you can fuck in video games. And I just want to know whose genius idea that was. Like, someone was playing Minesweeper. Like, you know what Minesweeper needs? Some pussy. Like, that's what will take it over the top. But I find myself when I play video games that I'm trying harder to have sex in video games than I'm trying in real life. Like, I'm just like, a girl call me up, be like, hey, Tiff, you want to hang out? It's like, nah, bitch, you can't fucking space. Like, I'm sorry. Like, in a video game, I got abs. Like, I have a 2.5 pack in real life. Like, underneath these clothes, I look like a brown George Costanza. Like, it's fucking awful down here. I haven't had sex in so long. Here's the litmus test for how long I know I haven't had sex. It's because I haven't trimmed my pubes in forever. Like, my dick looks depressed is how hairy it looks. Like, it's wearing sweatpants. Like, my dick looks like the house from Jumanji. Giving Robin Williams a hug. Like, it's so hairy and nasty. It's fucking awful. Like, I'm starting to look at pussy now like the same way crackheads look at crack. Like, every time I see a hot chick, I start shaking. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta get out of there. But I've reached a point right now where I think I'd suck dick for pussy. Like, it's bad. It's the driest of dry spells. You guys like porno? I don't even have segues. I just have questions. Because it doesn't even matter if you say yes or no, because it's not going to stop me. I'm still going to go with this awful joke. I watch too much porn. Like, it's becoming a problem. Like, I feel like I'm living with a drug dealer who doesn't give a fuck how much drugs I use. Like, that's how much porn I'm watching. Like, I have a favorite porn star, and his name is Peter North. You know how much porn you have to watch to like a guy? Like, what's great about him is, like, he doesn't have the biggest dick. He just comes buckets on women. Like, he makes women look like contestants off Nickelodeon game shows. It's like, fuck, you should have gotten that Mayan piece. I'm in a relationship. Weird as that is, whatever. It's a long distance thing, so I'll cheat. I'll cheat for a fucking grilled cheese. Like, I don't give a fuck right now. But I probably should have raised the stakes. If you want to give me a grilled cheese, it's all good. Our sex life is so boring. Like, it's so fucking... Like, here's how I know it's boring is because we had sex while watching The Notebook. And do you know how hard it is to have sex when both people are crying? Like, it's impossible. And I told that joke, and my friend is like, dude, you watch The Notebook, that's so gay. And I was like, yeah, but I'm in a pussy. I feel like that should counteract everything that could be gay. Like, I could be having sex on a bunk bed, and on the top bunk could be, like, a gay orgy going on, where just cum is hanging down like cummy stalactite at Luray Caverns. It would still be straight, because I'm in a pussy. Right, Wonderland Ballroom? Right? Now, last joke. I just heard... This is how you know you're doing well, is when you can feel the angry stare from the drummer behind you. He's just like, fuck this little guy's flat ass. Hate his fucking guts. No, it's looking good today. It's looking pretty, it's looking good. I run a lot. Doing crowd work on a podcast. I'm fucking lame as shit. So yeah, my girlfriend for Christmas, she's trying to find me a gift. And she looked in Cosmo magazine, which is like the worst place to look for a gift. Because the number one suggestion was a blowjob coupon book. And it said 29% of men prefer getting a blowjob coupon book over an actual gift. Which still leaves 71% of men that would hate you if you bought them that shit. Because as a guy, we gotta put in so much effort to get our girls a gift. I gotta be like, hey baby, I bought you the Velveteen Rabbit because your grandma used to read it to you. And I love you and respect you so much. And I love listening to you. What'd you give me? A blowjob coupon book. And the coupons expire tonight. It's gonna be a long night. I'm a Tiff Myers. That's my time, I guess. Thank
you. Tiff! Sit down, buddy.
That was like 90s. That was like 90s sitcom back from commercial music.
What awesome 90s sitcoms were you watching?
Full House, I guess. Full House is pretty good. Spin City? Any Spin City? Becker? Do we like Becker? Is that early 2000s? I'm sorry.
Too many Becker references on one podcast.
Sorry.
Peter told me to ask you about being Islamic.
I guess the secret's out, everybody. I'm a Muslim. Yeah. I don't know, Muslim. It's all right.
How's that working out with the jokes and everything?
I mean, it's going good. Like, the toughest part was yesterday I was at Fogo de Chao.
Yes.
And they have, like, chicken wrapped in bacon.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck, I hate you so much right now, God.
Who's... Like, why? Why not just eat it?
Because I'm not allowed to eat pork.
So?
I know! That's the problem! It's the problem.
I don't get religion. I don't get religion, men, women, race. I'm fucking idiot. All right.
No, it's fucking tough.
It's not that tough. You could just eat it. It's fine.
I don't want to go to hell. Like, how weird.
You know that doesn't exist, right?
I know, but what if it does? Like, that's the ultimate gamble. It's like... You know, here's the thing, like...
Did you see how he looks? That's the ultimate gamble. You're fine.
No, it's like, what's... It's like, what's the harm in, like, not believing? That's the thing. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not going to hurt if I believe, but it's going to hurt me when I can't have fucking chicken wrapped in bacon. Like, it's so fucking
If that's
good.
The reason people go to hell, everyone's in hell.
I know, but
So it's cool, man.
maybe. That's the best argument I've heard. Yeah.
Did I just change your religious beliefs in 30 seconds with a sight gag on a podcast? I need you to pick a number between 80 and 217.
193.
Thank you for actually listening and not saying 30. Callback, everybody. That's a callback. 193. Do you get a deeper pleasure from loving or from being loved?
I think loving. I'm usually a giver. Like, I love
that's
giving
nice.
Gifts.
Yeah, like Velveteen love. Rabbit.
Yeah. Sorry, I answered that really seriously.
No, that's good.
Loving with my dick. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Good luck in that relationship.
Yeah,
buddy.
It's going to fail. It's going to fucking fail.
I've been saying your name incorrectly for about a year now.
Probably, yeah.
I've been saying a tief.
It's a tiff.
I'm sorry. A tiff, a tiff, a tiff.
Okay. Am I going to... It's like a Beetlejuice. Am I going to reappear?
No.
Okay.
That was mean on accident.
I guess.
I'm sorry. Where can people find you?
On Twitter. At a Tiff Myers, ATIFMYERS. That's about it.
Any shows to plug?
No, I'm just getting ready to move. I'm moving to LA in January.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, let's get...
A Tiff Myers, everybody!
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though. So why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
I want to just bring up somebody that has a different point of view than me, because I think that's what fuels good talk shows. So, coming to the stage, please put your hands together, everybody, for political comment, Patriot Pete, everybody. Patriot Pete. How are you, Pete?
Brandon, I gotta say, I'm very surprised by your show tonight.
Why are you surprised, Patriot
your
Pete?
Your show is so, I know it's cool and edgy to be alternative, but you had the lesbo on first.
That was a male.
And then you had the Muslim.
Yes.
And it's like, what are you trying to do? What is this, the United Nations? Am I right? Am I right? The United Nations.
You don't like the United Nations, Pete.
No, I'm not that much of a fan.
Okay, what are you a fan of?
Well, I came on this podcast today because I am in Washington, D.C., the vagina of the presidents, and I'm here to promote... You don't... I'm here to promote my Tea Party... right-wing political extremist comedy tour called the Constitution Patriot Comedy Tour established 1776. What in the hell was that?
That's the band. I don't control the band. They're their own human beings.
Listen, you want to have some normal music, you should play some of the Lady Gaga. You should play some of the normal music, something you get on the radio, some Toby Keith. Something normal, okay? You could have your podcast with your, oh, I'm so edgy, I wear glasses.
I'm wearing glasses, Patriot Pete.
The listeners at home don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I'm touring America with other conservative-minded political comedians because, really, we're just fed up. We're just fed up.
What are you fed up about?
We're fed up, first of all, with the left and their domination of comedy, okay? You got your Bill Mayers and you got your other Jewish ones. And
Wait, that's kind of racist, buddy.
No, Bill Mayers is not a Jewish. I thought he was. You hear his show, he's like, wah, 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 wah. I was like, I can't even understand you, Bill Mayers. Like, where's this New York? Talk English, you know, Bill Mayers. And then you got your, you know, other liberal comedians, like the girl from the movie Precious, and like all that.
Wait.
Gabori Sidibe.
Okay, she's not a comic.
Gabori Sadouchebag is more like, yeah.
All right, buddy, that's not
thank
right.
You. Thank you. I'm here all night. Tip your bar.
You're not here all night.
Okay. So anyway, I'm touring the country with other very talented, conservative-minded comedians.
All right, who are some of the other acts?
Well, we first tried to get, like, who are the best ones? We tried to get, like, Larry the Cable Guy, but we had a couple budget cuts. So we got Steven the Telephone Company Guy.
All right.
That's a joke. That's actually a joke.
Oh, that was a joke.
That's a joke.
That's some of the type of humor you could see on this tour.
Also, you have Dennis Miller, who's very smart.
Oh, that's a kid.
He's just very smart at politics and other things like that. But, like, unfortunately, we didn't have the money to get Dennis Miller. It's our first tour, so we just, for our headliner, we just played Dennis Miller CDs for everyone. And everyone's, like, just yucks it up. Sometimes I do a lip sync to a Dennis Miller. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Well,
I'm a small business owner.
Okay. Why do I care about that?
Well, because you should care because you're an American and your president, Barack Hussein Obama, is taxing all of us and he wants to just put us in the poorhouse. Spend it all on, like, algebra and, like, other stuff like that.
Wait, I don't know you could spend money on math.
Do you know? So, anyway, I have a small business. It's called Red, White, and Brute Gym, okay? It's an all-male gym. It's where me and my friends, we get away from our wives. You know, sometimes my wife just talking, you know, why don't you respect me, blah, blah, blah. You know, so, you know, we just like to get away, sometimes give each other, like, tickle parties, tickle tea parties.
We do tickle TTPs. Parties.
TTPs, tickle tea parties.
What, you do that at the gym?
We do it at the gym. We give each other massages.
Is this a gay gym?
No, it's an all-male all-American gym.
But you guys do tickle parties.
And you know what? You know, check your flabby buns at the door. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Because if you don't like America, Brandon, and everyone else in this room, if you don't like America, you can just get out. Okay? You can just go. You can just go to another country. Okay?
What country?
Any other country. There's Wikipedia says that there's over 200 countries in the entire world. You want to live in this one, you're going to live in freedom, okay? You're going to live in freedom. And if you don't like freedom, then you could just get the hell out. That's what I'm saying. You could go to Mexico or any of the other countries, Mexico Part 2, any of the other countries. You could go there, and I don't even care. Because, Brandon, honestly, I'm an American citizen. I pay my taxes. I pay so many taxes. You know what the tax on man-on-man massage oils are?
Listen, man, I like the fact that...
I'd like to work out some of my material.
I'll give you one joke.
I'll give you four jokes,
one
Brandon.
One joke. I've already given you way too much time.
I'm going to give you four jokes. Four jokes.
Hurry up.
All right, everyone. Glad to be here. Tip your bartender. Glad to be here. What smells worse than Obamacare? Obama farts.
That was pretty good. I like that one.
Okay. Why do you think Barack Obama doesn't give a shit about the Constitution? Why do you think? Because he's got the constipation.
Pete, are all your jokes just fart jokes with Obama as the first part?
No.
Okay.
Why did the White House have to get fumigated? Because Michelle Hussein Obama farted.
Last joke.
What do you call a militant Barack Hussein Obama feminist march?
What?
A militia Etheridge.
Political comic, Patriot Pete.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Yay. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. Please, give them your ears. Put your hands together for Bird Lips, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, we're gonna do one more.
Who wants to give in? Who wants to fight back? Who wants to give up? Who wants to give back? Who wants to die young? Who wants to kill? Who wants to raise? Who wants to fold? Why do you treat me bad? I'm just as lost as you. Feel like you've been mad. Well, I've been mad too. Tracks on the beat. What can we do? I'm down at your feet, begging for a clue. Who wants to get stoned? Who wants to get laid? Who wants to be happy? Who wants to get paid? Who wants to get rich? Who wants to be heard? Who wants for something they don't have a word? Why do you treat me bad? I'm just as lost as you. Like you've been had, well, I've been had too. Tracks on repeat, what can I do? I'm down at your feet, begging for glue. Who wants to come down? Who wants to stay high? Who wants to numb? Who wants to feel? Who wants to stop wanting? Who wants something real? Why do you treat me bad? I'm just as lost as you. Feel like you've been had. Well, I've been had too. Tracks on repeat, what can I do? Down at your feet, begging for a clue.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Yay!
That was so pretty. I can't make pretty things, so I just invite you here. Okay, so Bird Lips have things for sale. They drove a long way, so please buy everything they have. Thank you for coming. I know that Kelsey did a lot of this because they told you it was my birthday. So thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. I want to thank Ian. This is our one-year anniversary show. We started in the Looking Glass. This is our one-year anniversary show for DC, and I've had a lot of fun. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We couldn't have done it. Jesus Christ. We couldn't have done it. Why am I talking like I accomplished some big fucking feat? I'm up here making dick jokes on a stage and trying not to say sexist things. Anyways, but I want to thank everyone that helps out with the show week in and week out. It makes it a hell of a lot more fun with me for me to do this show. Thanks to Peter. He's producing all this stuff. He does all the shit work, and he's giving me the finger right now, which means he's actually embarrassed. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Thanks to Nathan and Ian for being the band tonight. I love you guys. You guys are fantastic. I want to thank Adam Friedland. He is getting funny. It's going to get really good one day. Almost Dennis Miller-esque in terms of quality. And I want to thank all of our guests tonight. It was a fun time. Atif is moving, so thank you. I'm glad you got to do the show. I want to thank Denman for letting me make fun of his hat. It means a lot to me. And once again, Bird Lips. Even if you don't buy anything, get it if you're broke, but you're in D.C., so you're probably not. At least sign up for the mailing list, because this is a fantastic band, and they really need to like make shitloads of money, because they deserve it. Thanks, everybody, for coming, and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.